Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.2, Types of Databases. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation Understanding Databases in the Database Administration for Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore the key differences between relational and non-relational databases, their respective use cases, and examples of popular databases in the industry. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to differentiate between relational and non-relational databases and identify scenarios where each type may be most appropriate. Main content overview of relational versus non-relational databases. Databases are essential in the world of finance and fintech, as they store and organize data that businesses rely on for decision-making and operational efficiency. At a high level, databases can be categorized into two types, relational and non-relational. Relational databases, often referred to as SQL, structured query language, databases, are structured in a way that allows for easy organization and retrieval of data. They use tables to store data, with each table consisting of rows and columns. This structure makes it easy to establish relationships between different data entities. On the other hand, non-relational databases, or NoSQL databases, store data in a more flexible manner. They can accommodate various data formats, including documents, key-value pairs, graphs, and wide-column stores. This flexibility allows for the storage of unstructured data, making non-relational databases ideal for handling large volumes of diverse data types. Key differences and use cases. Understanding the differences between these two types of databases is crucial for selecting the right one for your needs. Here are some key distinctions. Data structure, relational databases. Data is stored in predefined schemas with a strict structure. Each piece of data must fit into its designated table, which can make it challenging to adjust as requirements change. Non-relational databases, data can be stored in a schema-less format, allowing for greater flexibility. This means you can add new fields or change data types without needing to modify the entire database structure. Scalability. Relational databases typically scale vertically, meaning you need to enhance the existing server's capabilities, e.g., adding more RAM or CPU, to handle increased loads. Non-relational databases, these often scale horizontally, allowing you to add more servers to distribute the load effectively, which can be advantageous as your data grows. Transactions and consistency. Relational databases, they are ACID compliant, atomicity, consistency, isolation, durability, ensuring reliable transactions and data integrity. This makes them suitable for applications requiring high accuracy, such as banking systems. Non-relational databases, while some NoSQL databases can offer eventual consistency, they may not fully support ACID properties. This can be acceptable for applications like social media platforms, where speed and flexibility outweigh the need for strict data consistency. Examples of popular databases. To illustrate these concepts further, let's consider some popular databases in the finance and fintech sectors. Relational database example. PostgreSQL. PostgreSQL is an advanced relational database that supports complex queries and ensures data integrity. It's commonly used in financial reporting systems, where maintaining accurate records and relationships between different financial entities, like customers, accounts, and transactions, is critical. Non-relational database example, MongoDB. MongoDB is a widely used NoSQL database known for its flexibility and scalability. In the fintech industry, it's often employed for applications that require rapid development and the ability to handle large volumes of varying data types. For instance, a fintech startup might use MongoDB to quickly analyze transaction data from various sources, providing insights on spending patterns and trends. Hybrid example, Microsoft SQL Server with NoSQL capabilities. Some relational databases, like Microsoft SQL Server, offer features that allow them to store non-relational data as well. This hybrid approach enables organizations to leverage the benefits of both relational and non-relational databases, making it easier to manage different types of data within a single platform. Conclusion. In this lesson, we explored the fundamental differences between relational and non-relational databases and discussed their respective use cases. You now understand how to differentiate between these two types of databases and can identify scenarios in which each may be most effective. Understanding these concepts is vital as you progress in database administration within the finance and fintech sectors. In the next lesson, we will delve into data modeling techniques that will further enhance your database skills. Reflection questions: in what scenarios would you choose a relational database over a non-relational database for a new finance application? How do the scalability differences between relational and non-relational databases impact your decision-making in terms of future growth? Reflect on a time when data integrity was crucial for your organization. How would a relational database have supported your needs in that situation?